Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three people have died in a house fire in St. Albans, Queens. The blaze breaking out overnight. Carol DiOria joins us from the scene. Carol?
This was indeed a vacant building that squatters have been living in. It's right on Farmers Boulevard in St. Albans. This was a two-alarm blaze. And as firefighters beat down the flames, they discovered the three men dead inside. Fire Chief Joseph Jardin said the house has been a problem for years.
It indeed is a vacant building and confirmed that Con Ed hasn't supplied power to the building in approximately 2 years.
There were minor injuries to firefighters, including to one who fell into the basement when a section of the first floor collapsed. The fire marshals and police detectives are here trying to figure out how the men died and whether it was before or after the fire began. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in St. Albans, Queens.
We've also learned overnight about a four-alarmer in a strip mall on Long Island that's wiped out five businesses. Broke out around three at the Cedarhurst Shops on Central Avenue there in Cedarhurst. Five stores at that center. Heavy fire and smoke damage, including a pizza shop, a restaurant, an ice cream shop, pharmacy, and a cleaner's. All damaged there. No injuries reported. So we'll continue to follow that as well.